That's a group called Rainbow and All Night Long. And on the phone now I have Patrick Finnegan with some stories from the North County Leader. Good afternoon, Patrick. How are you?
Good afternoon, Nolan. Grand, thanks very much.
Okay, just to, this has been in the papers since you first brought it up there 2 weeks ago, dominating the papers. The North County says no. This is to do with the sale of Aer Lingus.
Yeah, it's the, as I say, you're quite right, it has been dominating the National Airways for the last week or so, or even more. So because it's such an important employer in our area, and as you can imagine, Aer Lingus and Aer Lingus were traditionally the biggest employers in North County Dublin, so it's of huge importance to people here. So what we did was we had a look around and we asked a few people. We had a vox pop in our paper, which is just asking the ordinary people in the street what they thought, and by and large they felt that it shouldn't be sold for a variety of reasons. Now, following that, what we did was we asked our senior politicians, we asked the local TDs and some of the key people, including a retiree from Aer Lingus itself. And everybody, to a person, came out and said that they had grave reservations about the government selling its 25% shareholding in Aer Lingus. In fact, the retiree, a man called Flann Clune, was very, very, absolutely against it altogether. And he said that in terms of the local economy and for jobs, it would have a huge implication. It seems to be, everybody we were talking to seems to believe that jobs is a huge issue, the jobs losses.
I think scepticism in people is quite inherent now, and you can't really blame them, can you?
Well, you can't really, because the problem, as Claire Daly was saying to us, that she's, as you know, an ex-employee of the airport, and she was saying that when IAG, which the International Airlines Group, who are proposing to take over Aer Lingus, when they took over Iberia Airlines, they axed 4,500 jobs there. Mm-hmm. And she was saying if that was replicated in Aer Lingus, size by size, it would mean a loss of approximately 1,200 jobs, and they would be mainly from the North County area, and indeed the area of the Coolock, Artane, Raheny, that kind of area as well.
It would devastate some
communities. It would devastate, yeah. Indeed. Yeah, yeah. Now, she believes that there's no reason that wouldn't happen. And a lot of them, including Deputy Alan Farrell, who is a government TD in the area, he also feels that now is not the time for the government to consider selling its share in Aer Lingus. And also Labour TD Brendan Ryan was also equally against it, and he was saying that he is instinctively against the selling, and that's very, very strong, and it's the sort of thing that they feel, those TDs feel, that they can't bring the sale of Aer Lingus to the doors of the electorate come election time, which could be this year,
yes,
certainly next year, and they feel that that is not something that could sit with the electorate, that they would be shown the red card very quickly on that. So from that point of view, it seems that it's a real a very hot subject altogether. Fianna Fáil Senator Dara O'Brien was also equally scathing about the government's attempt to sell the thought that they could sell 25%.
Mm-hmm.
And he maintains that the airline is for the people of North County Dublin. They have too much pride in Aer Lingus to see it being taken over by the parent group of British Airways. So it's very, very strong stuff.
Yeah, and I heard someone quoting him, and he, as I said, about scepticism coming in. I heard someone talking this morning, and they mentioned to me, for instance, I think it was Willie Walsh, he sort of given a more or less a funny kind of guarantee, but the devil is in the detail. Definitely the slots, they won't be sold, not for 5 years anyway.
well, that's the thing, you see. A lot of these now, he's invoking the law and saying that, this is going to be legally binding. But if Willie Walsh leaves, what happens if another guy comes in or whatever and he decides, look, we have no loyalty to Ireland here, loyalty to these slots, or we feel that possibly one of our Asian routes
or even the
is
name.
More profitable and we're going to use those slots in Heathrow to service an Asian destination perhaps or something.
Yeah, or keeping the name of the airline. Aer Lingus and its logo as well. I mean, nothing is guaranteed, really.
No, it isn't really. It's very, very loose. And as I say, when it's been bought over by a private company like that, it's very, very difficult to have binding regulations and say you can't do this and you can't do that. That's all very fine at the present, but you don't know what's down the road or who's going to take over what. And people are talking about the connectivity of Heathrow and the fact that it's good for tourism, it's good for the economy, all that kind of thing. And even though Michael O'Leary from Ryanair has come along and he has thrown cold water over the whole idea of connectivity, he says that we're just obsessed as a nation with this connectivity, that we're you know, it's going to plunge us back into living in some sort of a primitive state that we can't access anywhere. So it's all to play for, Noel, is all I can say.
I'd say it'll be featured a lot more in the national press, but primarily where it started off in the North County Leader, it will be featured quite a bit because the effect of the people actually living in the area had the devastating effect it would have on them. So they'll keep it alive themselves. So there's more to come on that.
For sure.
Okay, just to remind people, these are just a small section of stories from the local paper, which you can get free in all your local shops. Lots more besides. Now, a second one, North County may benefit from new property regulation. This is another controversial thing. Some for, some against, you know.
It is indeed, and once again, a bit like the Aer Lingus story, it's a national story, but what we're trying to do in this case is to put a North County Dublin slant on it, and the way we're looking at it is a kind of a positive slant, if you like, to saying that it's all about the central bank's decision to impose the new restrictions on mortgage seekers. Now, it means, as we all know at this stage, it means that, you know, for anybody seeking a mortgage, first-time buyers can access a mortgage. They can have 10% deposit. They only need 10% deposit on a mortgage up to €220,000, 20% on any cost thereafter. Otherwise, anybody else is going to have to stump up 20% deposit. So that's fairly well documented in the press and on television the last while. But what we're saying is that it may well have a positive spin for North County Dublin, in as much as people who would be trying to buy, first-time buyers, let's say, trying to buy a house in maybe nearer to the city where it'd be a lot dearer, may see North County Dublin as a very, very good venue in which to bring up their family, to get their house here. Such actions, we feel, would benefit the economy. It would inject new life into the local area and into shops and retail and bring footfall to the high streets, all that kind of thing. So we're looking at that angle on it. In the meantime, we also spoke to three local estate agents, one in Balbriggan, one in Swords, and also another one in Skerries. And the Skerries one, Kelly and Associates, would sell houses in Rush and Lusk and that kind of area. And they all thought that it's very, very good for first-time buyers. However, if for anybody else, it's not so good. So it's a real mixed bag. There's a lot of people they're not quite sure about it, and they want to see what's going to happen. It's a bit of a suck it and see kind of situation, because we don't know what's going to happen until we find the price of houses either more or less coming down, which they should do.
Yeah,
take the heat out of the housing market. Really.
Yeah, it's hopefully, but it's strange in the sense as well. I was sort of thinking of it, and I heard someone describe it as sort of a carrot. For people to buy first-time buyers especially, but they've put it on such a long string as well, especially if you wanted to buy in Dublin itself or on the near periphery. I mean, 220 is very little you get for that in Dublin, there's no doubt about that. But as you said, it's good news for the outer areas. I mean, we're all the transport we have now, the metro coming aboard. Excuse me for laughing.
Wow.
No, but I mean, the infrastructure, they are improving on it slowly, but it is improving. And I suppose with the DART is good and all that.
It is. It's definitely improving. There's no question about that. So the whole idea is that the housing economy should not be allowed to overheat again. And as Shay Kelly from Kelly Associates and Skerry said, and very wisely he said, while you may agree or disagree with the regulations, the good thing about it is that it shows that there's somebody at the helm of the ship. And that's the wording he used on it, which means that there's somebody in control. Now, what effect that had. The thing is that that reflects on the previous administration, if you like, where there was nobody. The regulator was clearly asleep at the wheel, mm-hmm. and all this whole thing was happening. Whereas now this new central bank governor is very, very alert to what's happening, and at least that he seems to be in charge. So it all remains to be seen. But as I say, our slant on it was that possibly it would bring new people into our area that wouldn't be able to afford dearer housing closer to the city. Mm-hmm. So it may have a good thing on it. We don't know that. We're just surmising that.
Okay, and as I said, as coupled with the what they're doing with the local services, travel services and all like that, the infrastructure.
Yes, well, one thing should bounce off the other. In other words, you know, more people coming in possibly will prompt the government to put in a better transport system, and perhaps we will eventually get our elusive Metro North or a Lewis system serving the stores and the airport.
Or a bicycle built for two.
More like it.
Go back to that. Okay, and the last one, a triumph for Donabate Portrand Community Centre.
Yeah, this is a nice little story here, and a good little one from our own point of view here. They're called the LAMA Awards, and the LAMA is the Local Area Members Association. So it's really for county councils all around Ireland. What they do is they vote for various categories. There would be a number that could be 25 to 30 categories. You could have maybe the best local authority, the best manager, the best whatever, the best green area, the best parks, etc. That kind of thing. So on this occasion, North County Dublin only produced one winner, and it was for the best sports centre, and it went to Donabate Portrand Community Council. So it was a really good thing, or community centre, I should say. So it was a really great thing. It's a very prestigious thing to win one of these awards. These awards are very, very difficult to get, because as you can imagine, it's in a 26 county effort. So it's very, very difficult to get that. So it was a great achievement for the community centre in Donabate and Portrand to win this. Mm-hmm. Now, I know they have done a brilliant work altogether, and they're now housing the library there in Donabate. And it's a very, very progressive community centre. So fair play to them, and it's really good. So Shea Barker, who is the senior executive officer for the County Council Housing Department, Community Department, told us that this award is great recognition for the fantastic work and the staff done by the board and the centre in the community centre. So we have to say just very well done to them. And it was ironic that the chairperson of the LAMA happens to be the county mayor, who is Mags Murray. Mm-hmm. So it's very nice to see her actually presenting a prize within her own area. Mm-hmm. So it was a good day all round.
Terrific,
so,
absolutely
well
great.
Deserved for them. Okay, so it's a nice piece of good news.
Terrific, absolutely great, and congratulations to all involved. As I said at the outset, that's just a small sample of a few stories in the North County. There's many, many more, as well as many entertainment features, and it's all free in your local shops. And Patrick, if anyone has any stories for you or anything at all, what should they do?
Well, they can contact us here by phone, 018-400-200, or they want to contact us by email. It's news@northcountyleader.ie. We also have a website which is updated. It's also www.northcountyleader.ie. All the photographs and the news stories are there. And if anybody needs any birthday parties or any event that needs covering in our paper, we'd be glad to contact them.
Okay, Patrick, as usual, thank you very much for joining us, and I'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks, Noel.
Thank you. Bye.
Cheers. Bye-bye now, Noel. Bye-bye.
Bye, and that's Patrick Finnegan, Stories from the North County Leader. Lots more free in your local shop.